This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind radio program. I'm your host, Jay Thomas. Welcome to the program for a one away from Friday. Hope you're all doing well. Number for the program is 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. Captain Brian Neewin, good buddy of mine with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, going to join us at about 9:30 this morning, and he'll take your phone calls as they kick off their crackdown on all you knuckleheads that like to be distracted while you're driving, especially texting. It's one of my biggest pet peeves. Kevin, I kid you not, I am so tempted to go out and buy one of those air horns that you squeeze, you know what I'm talking about? And when I roll up on some knucklehead that's texting while driving, just crank it off on him. Problem is, I don't want to cause an accident.
There's that.
Anyway, Brian Neewin, Captain Brian Neewin at 9:30. I'm Jay Thomas. Welcome to the What's On Your Mind radio program.
I must have had a semi run me off the road the other day. I know he was texting. I know he was looking at his phone.
Now, I believe when you hold a CDL, I know that you're held to a higher standard when it comes to blood alcohol, but I also believe you are not supposed to, well, you're not supposed to be texting and driving to begin with, but when you're behind the wheel of a big rig, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I've had truck drivers tell me that the fine is like $2,500.
Oh, I would believe it. I would hope so. I mean, and it was all just going, I mean, 65, 70, just here he comes. Here he comes. I'm like, hey. I got on the bus trip. I had to hit my horn. And then, of course, when you overcorrect quickly with a semi, it was like, oh, man, I didn't want to be next to the guy.
If you're a truck driver out there listening, 1-800-228-0550, what are the rules? What are the penalties if you're messing around with a cell phone behind the wheel? And hopefully when you call a program, you're not behind the wheel. I mean, I want you doing that. But I believe I was told it's 20, and it could be higher, but I thought it was $2,500 if you're messing around on your phone. Anyway, Captain Brian Neewin is going to join us again at 9:30, taking your phone calls. My name is Jay Thomas. This is the What's On Your Mind radio program. 1-800-228-0550. Tell you a little bit about myself. I love meat. I love beer. I am a Trump supporter. Always have been. Always will be. I love cars, trucks, motorcycles. I have a television show that airs statewide in North Dakota, throughout Minnesota, Winnipeg. Also, you can find it on Amazon Prime. It's called Rides with Jay Thomas. You may have seen it. I hope you've seen it. I don't think there's anything else I need to tell you other than this is a real nice studio. I mean, this is really nice, Flynn.
Good to have you here, man.
And you and I have been in radio for years in this market on the eastern side of the state, but we've never worked together before.
No, never have.
This is our first time.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to bring this up. Okay, well, let me grab some calls first, and then I want to bring up this ridiculous vaccine passport idea. All right, hey, Don and Velva, welcome to the What's On Your Mind radio program. How you doing, brother?
Hey, buddy. I've been doing this, driving big trucks for 37 years. You're not supposed to text at all. It's a big fine. I don't care what anybody says. You get caught, not only does the driver get fined thousands of dollars, but the company gets fined. Hands-free is allowed for making phone calls, but you cannot do anything else.
All the traveling that I do for rides, we travel all over North Dakota and all over Minnesota, And yeah. I cannot believe the garbage and crap I see people doing behind the wheel. And I got to believe when you're sitting in that big rig, you see a lot.
Yeah, I'm not going to say some of the things I've seen, but, you know, I see people with their legs, their feet up on the dash watching a movie, you know, I mean.
While they're driving?
While they're driving. While they're driving, the guy had his leg out. Matter of fact, I think he had it outside the window on his left leg out. You're driving with it, with a, he was looking at his phone like a movie or something, you know, driving along.
Oh,
I just laughed. I just laughed.
Some people should not be allowed to.
Was there a Biden Harris sticker on his bumper?
No, wait a minute. It's wrong. No, that's wrong, Kevin. No, that's wrong, guys. It's a Harris
Biden sticker on his bumper. Yeah,
that's what it is.
Well, you guys have to excuse me a little bit here. I'm unloading my truck as we speak. So,
all right. Well, listen, Don. I'm glad you're listening out in Velva. You be safe out there, my friend.
I will, sir. You guys have a great day.
Hey, you do the same, man. Hey, it's the What's On Your Mind radio program. My name is Jay Thomas. You can reach us at 1-800-228-0550. Captain Brian Neewin, North Dakota Highway Patrol, at 9:30 this morning on the program, taking your phone calls. I wanted to get to this vaccine passport. Right now we're talking about knotheads and what the that are behind the wheel on our highways and byways, and I see a ton of it. Hang on, Bob. You're going to be next on the phones. Remember when we had the outrageous winds back in January? I was out in Bismarck filming with my guys for the upcoming season of Rides. I'm sorry, I'm trying to talk and read something at the same time. I apologize for that. And we were driving back in those winds, semis over on their side. What were these winds, 80, 90 miles an hour?
Straight line winds,
You not. I have some gal passing me. I'm not even doing a speed limit because it's so windy out. This gal blows by me, Kevin and listeners, and she's got both hands on her cell phone, holding it up against the steering wheel, just going to town. I'm like, you're going to kill somebody.
Oh, yeah. I see it all the time.
Unbelievable.
All the time.
Bob, you're next on the What's On Your Mind radio program. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Say, I just got to ask you, Jade, are you guys messing with us? I mean, you're in for Scott. Nobody knows where Scott is. What are you guys guest hosting for each other or something today? April Fools, what is this?
I don't know where Scott is.
We know nothing.
Is.
You know nothing.
I have no idea.
Turn him off.
I have no idea, Bob.
Well, it just occurred to me, you know. I just thought, not that it matters because I listened to both of you.
Oh, yeah.
But, I just had
40. We made it 43 minutes.
43 minutes. All right, well, I guess I can go now. I got to go prep for I don't have to.
You're not going anywhere.
I don't have to prep for a show this afternoon. Bob, where are you at, buddy?
Oh, I work out in the lakes area. I'm on my way out to a project.
So. What kind of project? Because I have a question for if you give you the answer, I'm hoping you're going to give me.
Okay, well, I'm a general contractor. I got projects out in the lakes area.
Okay, so how much are these construction material prices hurting you and your customers?
Right now, not terribly bad because, to be quite honest with you, we've got projects that we haven't even gotten the ground and we had to pre-buy our materials because costs have gone just gone nuts. And just to protect ourselves, we had to take product just so that we don't lose. Because we had signed contracts, we can't go back in it. Oh, by the way, we got to pump up our prices because our contract price because of material costs.
Well, I know.
So it's just, I've never seen it before. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, I bet moving forward, your bid process is going to be, those numbers are obviously going to be higher.
Well, yeah, they have to be, and I guess the uncertainty for us is that they're not knowing, okay, with the increases, I'm not complaining. We're doing just fine. We're pretty much booked for the year, but going forward beyond that, I guess we don't know.
We were going to put another deck in our backyard, And my guy, I mean, usually I'll do these home projects myself, but this deck was pretty good size, and I wanted it done. I didn't want to have to spend every weekend building it, so I was going to have my guy do it. And when he came back at me with the price for the green-treated lumber, I fell over. I'm like, come on, man, you got to be kidding me. He's like, Jay, he said, right now the best thing for you to do is just put it off and wait. He said, and I don't even know if I can get all the lumber at one time that you're going to need for this deck. But I do want to say this because I know people are going, hey, wait a minute. You know, these lumber companies are scamming us. Their charges are, no, these lumber companies are not making any more money than they were before. These are the prices they're being charged.
Well, the Canadian border's shut, too. That's a big part of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And because of the Rona pandemic,
yep,
a lot of people sat home and started doing projects, plus a lot of these companies, too. You had the fires out west. I mean, there's a lot of factors that play into this. So when you're buying that wood, if you can get your hands on, hey, you want to take her to a nice, expensive place for dinner? Set up a table at Menards or any local wood store.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
By the way, Bob, I got 20 sheets of 4x8 OSB. I would be willing to trade for a new pickup if you got any leads on them.
Would that be a Chevy or a Ford?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm not particular.
More of your calls coming up. Kate Thomas on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiatowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiatowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What's On Your Mind radio program. My name is Jay Thomas, and we're one away from Friday show today. And if you want to jump in on the conversation, 1-800-228-0550. That is the phone number. We may be talking about something in this open mic section of the program, but if there's something you want to bring up, feel free to do it. you're more than welcome to do that. 1-800-228-0550. That is the phone number. Again, my name is Jay Thomas. If you don't know who I am, I host a talk show in the afternoons here on the eastern side of the state on 970 WDAY 93.1 FM. I don't know if I'm doing that anymore or not, Kev.
I think we've been outed.
I think we have been outed. I also have a television show called Rise with Jay Thomas. You can check that out. And
there was about six calls right away, too.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on? And I'm like,
well, Scott's listeners just love them, man.
And it's great. What's going on? You hold your breath. Just hang on for just a second. Oh, okay. Yeah, they realize. Oh, yeah. Hugh Hewitt had the best one this morning at our Fargo station. Yeah. He said that Biden had called him and wanted him to come to work for him.
Really?
And he's going through this whole spiel about Biden called me and wants me to be part of this, and should I do it? And people were like, no, don't even think about it.
Losing their minds.
Yeah.
You blame him?
Yep. No,
email, what do you got?
Email. I've got a couple of them here. Emailer DB said, AOC, the Aristotle of Congress.
Nice. I love it.
If you look hard at some of these illegal immigrants coming in, it's hard to believe they come from poor countries. I said this before. They're wearing Nikes, Under Armour backpacks, carrying iPhones. They certainly aren't starving, no. A lot of them.
I want to know who printed up the Biden t-shirts, because they're pretty good looking. When I say good looking, I mean done professionally. They don't look like they're slapped together in somebody's garage. Where are they getting these shirts at? Where are they handing these out at?
I'm sure right there. Right where the, who knows where, wherever.
Coming up on the program at 9:30, North Dakota Highway Patrol Captain Brian Neewen in to take your calls. I believe 10:30, Chris Jones, he's the Executive Director, North Dakota Department of Human Services. A lot of rumors out there flying around about all these migrant children being brought up to North Dakota. We're going to talk to Chris about that. Ruger, you're up on the What's On Your Mind radio program. How you doing, Ruger? I love that name, by the way, dude.
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Just hanging in there, buddy. Just hanging in there. Trying to get used to doing this earlier morning radio stuff. I do my show in the afternoon, so this is a little new for me. I'll get used to it. Yeah, exactly. What's up, man?
I wanted to call in when the Highway Patrol guy was on, but I'm not going to be able to. I'd like you to ask him if you can, if Harris and Biden and the Democrats and a handful of these gutless Republicans get this ban passed on semi-automatics or the one that forced buyback, if they pull somebody over, I want to know what he thinks him and his officers and the rest of his Highway Patrol officers are going to do. Are you going to take that gun away from them people? Or are you going to turn your head and not enforce that garbage? Because if anything's unconstitutional, it sure as hell is taking guns away from people or forcing them to turn them back in and give them whatever little menial fee they think your gun's worth.
Well,
I wanted to ask a police officer that, but I haven't had the chance.
I will ask Brian that, and I can't speak for Captain Neewen, but I got a pretty good idea what his response is going to be.
I can speak for a few of them that I've asked.
No, we're not taking it.
They would not do that.
Look, I am a, if you folks again don't know me, I'm a Trump guy. I'm a meat eater. I love my Miller High Life beer. I love my cigars, my cigarettes. I love my rock music. And again, I'm
so you
a,
like your freedom, is what you're
exactly.
Saying.
I'm a gun guy, and I'm going to tell you right now, Ruger. There is no way. There is no way. I am not a big fan of a lot of people that run this country. But I got to tell you, I just don't believe that they're dumb enough to try to actually come and take our guns, because they know the fight that'll be on their hands.
Well, I agree with you there, but they don't have to come and take them. They just make it illegal, and then you know, either you keep it, and then you catch it, and they catch you with it, and then you have a couple other choices. You either turn it in, and then you're a felon, and you don't have Second Amendment rights anymore, or you stand your ground and have a shootout, in which case there's going to be dead people, and if you live, they're just going to keep sending people until they get you, which is going to be my option.
Do you think?
There ain't no damn way I'm turning it in.
No, I wouldn't either.
Just keep them upstairs.
You know, I just, I, This whole mentality, anytime there's a mass shooting, that's when the politicians come out and want to start the whole gun thing.
Well,
and
we at got the a few end of those day, going, don't we?
Yeah,
now?
And at the end of the day, this is not a gun problem in America. This is a mental health problem, and these politicians know it, but they're gutless and spineless because they know it's a tough road to go down to figure out how to deal with mental health issues and firearms. So they jump on camera in front of the media and start saying, we're going to ban this, we're going to take this away. And at the end of the day, none of this is going to stop the mass shootings, because I'm a firm believer that if somebody's got ill intent in their mind, they will find a way to carry out their horrible act, whether a gun is banned or not. That whole notion of that is nothing but a bunch of crap. They know it, and all they're doing is pandering to their base. And what do they do in the meantime? They get us all worked up, and then we end up going out hoarding ammo when we can find it. I mean, right now, the left is the best commercial for guns. If you sell guns, the left is the best commercial there is, because you're selling them left and right. But at the end of the day, look, I'm all about if you could come up with something that could curb the gun violence in this country, I'm all for it. But you know what? They can't come up with something. Here's what you need to do. You need to sit down and enforce the damn laws you already have on the books. Get your computers talking to each other. When the FBI's computer can't talk to a local law enforcement's computer, that's a problem. And I don't ever see one politician ever standing up. I don't care what side of the aisle. You never see him stand up in front of the camera and say what I just said. The first thing out of their mouth is, we got to ban this. Oh, that gun's scary. We're going to ban that. Oh, you can't have that much ammo. Oh, you can't have a magazine that holds that many rounds. Not one of these gutless turds will stand up in front of a camera and say, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to crack down on the laws we currently have. That's how we're going to fix the problem. And where are these people every weekend when hundreds are shot and killed in Chicago or other big cities?
Freeze.
Where are they then?
Freeze.
They're not around then. All they want to do is take a tragedy when it happens and jump on it and up their game. They're a bunch of gutless cowards.
You're great America, sir. I can't even add anything to that. I enjoy talking to you guys. You have a great weekend, man.
Ruger, appreciate Thanks, it. Where's my blood?
Take a breath.
I'm serious. I'm so
right,
sick
though.
And tired of
You're
this.
Right.
We talk about this on my show as well, and I honestly don't like talking about gun control. I just don't, because it's the same argument over, it's the same talking points from the same politicians over and over again.
I think you mean mind control.
Exactly.
You know?
One of you, grow a set and stand up and say, look, I'm going after this agency, because we have laws on the books. They need to enforce them.
Hey, it's What's On Your Mind. We're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, making America fuel better. We'll go through some lunch specials coming up from PetroServe. What's On Your Mind? Right back.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner. A leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One day after releasing his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the president is set to hold his first cabinet meeting at 1:15 Eastern Time in the East Room. Regarding that infrastructure plan, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says there's a lot of stuff in there that's not related to infrastructure.
This is not going to be apparently an infrastructure package. It's like a Trojan horse. It's called infrastructure. But inside the Trojan horse is going to be more borrowed money and massive tax increases.
Johnson & Johnson reporting that one of their factories, which was not yet fully authorized to produce their one-shot COVID-19 vaccine, had a batch that did not meet quality standards and was thrown out. The Biden administration knew about this 2 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
So what's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Blood specials today, exit 292, Valley City, pulled pork or French dip. These are all scratch, by the way, made from scratch. Scratch kitchens at a PetroServe?
What? I don't know anybody did that anymore.
Yeah.
The kids these days even know what that means?
Made from scratch? I believe some do. Yeah. Harwood's got meatloaf dinner, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, lasagna with garlic toast, meatball sub at 12th Avenue. NP Avenue's got the Salisbury steak and beef casserole in Glendon, Minnesota. And, of course, it's Thursday. That means you buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents all day at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
It's the What's On Your Mind radio program. My name is Jay Thomas. If you don't know who I am, I host a radio show in the afternoons here on the eastern part of the state on 970 WDOI, 93.1 FM, the Jay Thomas Show from 2 to 5. And also have a TV show called Rise with Jay Thomas. It is a 933. The number for the program, 1-800-228-0550. Captain Brian Neewin, North Dakota Highway Patrol, is supposed to join us now. He just messaged me that he's at an incident right now. He should be here by about 10 o'clock. So we'll have about a half hour with him. He is on his way, but he's taking care of it. Probably somebody texting and driving.
Do his day job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's go to call him. Jeff, thanks for hanging on, but you're up on the What's On Your Mind radio program.
Yeah, I got a real problem with the commie rats. I mean, the Democrats, I guess. Politically incorrect. But they want to follow Stalin. They want to follow Nazis. They want to follow everything else. They want to call us white supremacist Nazis. Mm-hmm. But they want to do the Nazi thing. They want to disarm us. Because a disarmed populace is no longer a citizen. We're subjects. Then they can do whatever the heck they want to us. And it sounds like they're doing it anyway.
Well,
they want to take away my AR. You know what? I can't even count them. I don't know how many I've got, because once I got into it, when Barack Obama ran for office, I saw an ad on a gun show that said they guaranteed their ARs to shoot sub-minute of angle, which is sub-inch groups, which, being a avid prairie dog hunter, I was all in on that. I bought my first one. Then I got hooked up with an outfit in Alexandria, Minnesota that built custom ARs, and they will throw five shots into one ragged hole, whether it's in the 308 or in the 223.
Well,
I haven't
bought
either Valkyries or anything, but these buybacks, those guns from APF and Alex, they're going to cost probably $2,200-$2,300 now to get built. I haven't had one built for 5 years, and they're going to give me $150 for that?
Oh, give me a break.
We talked about that, too. Rome Rifles up in Grand Forks makes a beautiful custom-made AR platform.
The only...
Yeah, $2,000.
Guys, the only buyback, and it wasn't even a buyback program, a program to get guns off the streets, the only one that I've ever seen that I thought was a great idea, it happened down in, I believe it was Orlando, Florida, of course, and this would have been back probably... Oh, man, it had to be over 20 years ago, and it was a radio station down there. WTKS teamed up with law enforcement. It was an FM talk station. And what they did is they did kicks for guns, and they wanted to get the guns off the streets from the you know, the kids and anybody who had them illegally. And if you brought the gun in, you got a very nice pair of I believe it was Nikes, top-notch Nikes. I thought that was a great idea. It wasn't the government coming saying, Jeff, you can't have that many guns. It's like, look, these kids have guns. These kids shouldn't have guns. These kids are no questions asked. And I cannot remember, I think if you go online and find it, the numbers are up there, the thousands of illegal guns they got off the street was amazing. And it didn't hurt any of us law-abiding gun owners. It was a great program.
The private sector.
Exactly. That's the it wasn't private because they dealt with local law enforcement.
Local law enforcement, but still, not mandated to do it.
You want to see gun control at its best? You want to see gun control at its best? I had a life-altering motor vehicle accident 17 years ago, so I don't travel to New Mexico anymore. We used to cross the border into Mexico. If I had so much as an empty 22 shell casing in my pickup, I would go to jail.
Yeah.
So I made sure that I super cleaned that vehicle. I took it to a detailer to make sure there was nothing in there. So what I'm trying to say is Mexican citizens are not allowed to even so much as have a shell casing. And yet look at the gun violence down there.
Well, you got the cartels.
You think gun control taken away? You think gun control is going to work here?
No, it's not going to work. And again, every time this topic comes up with our politicians, it is the same rhetoric over and over. We're going to take the scary gun. We're going to take the AR style. We're going to take the military. These are not military weapons. We're going to limit the amount, the capacity that a magazine can hold that you can own. We're going to limit ammo. None of this stuff will do anything to stop mass shootings or gun violence in this country because at the end of the day, the criminals don't care. They will still get their hands on weapons.
Well, and violence is violence. I mean, so the phrase gun violence is...
You take guns away, they'll find another way. Hammers, knives,
violence,
whatever.
Bat violence, I mean, whatever. Pipe violence, it's all there.
Turns out we killed people long before we invented the gun, right?
Yeah, right?
It was with rocks.
Well, Cain did Abel in with the rock, but look in Britain where they've pretty much taken away all the guns. Now, if I could go over there with a pocket knife with a blade over 3 inches, I'm in violation of their law. But I want to add one more thing. PFC Biden, I don't call him commander-in-chief. He's a private. But he thinks he can take away the liability protection for gun owners and ammunition owners. That makes as much sense that if my wife gets killed by a drunk driver driving a Ford GMC, pick your brand, that I should be able to sue Ford GMC, pick your brand, because the drunk driver misused the product that was not made for what he used it for.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's blame, you know, it's the let's blame the item or the product, not the person that is committing the crime.
It's
or
called
doing
spoons
the ill
made
will.
Me fat, so I'm suing the silverware people.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Jeff, appreciate the phone call, bud. 1-800-228-0550. That's the phone number if you want to weigh in. We're waiting for Captain Brian Kneewood to get here to take your phone calls, North Dakota Highway Patrol. We'll bring up Todd Mitchell's record when the captain comes on.
Hey, go for it.
Hey, did you say Tim and Mitchell?
Yep. No, Tim and Bismarck.
Bismarck, I'm sorry. Hey, Tim, thanks for hanging on. You're up on the What's On Your Mind radio program with Jay Thomas.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to spread a little bit of good news.
Yes.
You know, Todd was part of this. iHeartMedia is a big supporter of this. But the Freedom Riders had their motorcycle classic last weekend, and we had the auction that we do for the disabled vets. And I'm proud to say that with the help of all the people in the community and the businesses and everything, we were able to raise a whopping $50,000 for our local disabled vets.
Oh, man.
Round of applause. The Freedom Freedom Riders, I love you guys.
Tim, your group is amazing. You guys really are. You guys do such great work.
Thank you. We couldn't do it without good people that, we couldn't do it without people in the community and all the other motorcycle clubs that help out. I mean, people always talk about how bad motorcycle clubs are and stuff, but I'm going to tell you what, these people have some of the biggest hearts, but and that money all stays locally, that 50 grand, and then we were able to give Terry's kid $4,000, and we were able to help out one other organization as well. So we raised over $55,000 to help out.
That is
the biggest one is the disabled vets.
Tim, that's Tim, that is absolutely
awesome.
Amazing. Here in the eastern part of the state, we do a thing called the Adult Pinewood Derby, and we raise money for the VA hospital here. It's just a bunch of knucklehead old guys and gals that get together and race derby cars and have a good time on a Saturday at the Fargo VFW. And I thought we did well with the money we raised, but holy smokes, man, over $50,000. And you're right, I'm glad you said that. Something else I want people to know, I have a lot of friends that belong to motorcycle clubs, and these clubs get a real bad rap.
I was just thinking that, brother.
People don't realize
how
much these clubs do for the community.
That's what they live for.
Exactly.
Don't pay attention to the TV shows or any of that BS. Yeah. I mean, that's what MCs are for. They're about raising money and doing good. I don't care what anybody says.
Tim, you guys rock, man. Big kudos from me.
I just wanted to throw this out. I mean, since we started this auction, we have given our disabled vets here in Bismarck over $500,000, over $500,000+. And that money has helped the vets that are locally, and the Obama administration shut down the van service that they used to take our vets to Fargo with.
What?
And this money helps them so they can get down there.
What? Yep. He shut that down?
Yes, he did. Yep.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, it was about a bunch of funding cuts. So that was one of the...
Speaking of bike clubs... another thing here in the eastern part of the state, and I want the whole state to know about this. Alex and I call her our adopted niece, Haley Delaneva. Her dad, Big Pauly, big into, of course, bikes. Everybody knows Big Pauly. He's like family.
I know well.
He's like family to Alex and I. And his daughter started when she was in grade school. She saw that the kids less fortunate didn't have money for milk for snack break. And so she went to Big Pauly and her mom, Brenda, said, hey, I want to do this. And the clubs all got together and said, let's do this. And Haley, for years, with bike runs and...
Haley's Milk Run.
Haley's Milk Run has raised over $200,000 for kids K through six, so they could have milk in the schools in Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo. So anybody out there that thinks that these big bad bikers and these bike clubs are horrible and evil, you need to really take a look. Tim, appreciate the phone call. Kudos to you guys.
Can I throw something out real quick?
Yeah, quick, because I got to get some other calls.
Real quick, I want to tell you. Okay, I want to tell you this. Bob Cooper of Cooper Chevrolet, it used to be. And Chris Schneider of Bismarck Motor Company, they both donated checks of $5,000 a piece to help us out with this cause as well.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, kudos to those guys. But next year we're going to do it again. If anybody wants to get involved, have them get a hold of Todd Mitchell. He knows how to contact us. But hats off to my Freedom Rider brothers and the rest of the motorcycle clubs. We appreciate everybody. Thank you.
Amen, brother.
Hey, Tim.
Thank you, Ralph.
Tim, if you ever need help promoting it on the eastern side of the state, man, please reach out to me, and I will make sure I promote the living daylights out of it for you guys.
Okay. Appreciate it. Love you guys. God bless America.
Thanks, brother.
Amen, bro. Thank
Janelle
you.
And too. Velva, you're next on the What's On Your Mind radio program.
Right here, right now, is where life happens, where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Luke's on the line from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling. They're from Bismarck, but they go everywhere, and it's a good time to get those projects going right now. Luke, why is that?
Hey, Scott. Well, this year, there's not much moisture out there. I mean, all the frost is gone. The grass is still dead, so it's a perfect time to get in, get your projects done, whether it's water lines, trenching, drain fields, septic tanks, electric lines, anything you need bored or dug in, we're your guys.
And you're doing horizontal directional drilling. What's that allow you to do?
So we're going to come in with our drill and go underneath, whether it's your yard, your driveway, you know, the road. If you got to get across the road, you're not going to dig across that stuff. So we'll come in and bore underneath it and little to no mess.
How about that, folks? So waterline projects, septic tanks, drain fields, stock dams, power, anything that needs to be drilled or dug in, and you hardly know they were there. RedDrilling.com to find out more. RedDrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Or give him a call on his cell, 701-934-1134. Razor's Edge Directional Drilling.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Looks like Governor Burgum has issued his first veto of this session. It's against House Bill 1378. That was an effort to keep lawmakers meeting every year. The bill would have allowed another session, a December session following an election. In his veto message, Burgum says legislation worth considering in December should still be worth considering in January. So there you go. And, if you want to read up more on that, go to WDAYRadioNow.com or AM1100TheFlag.com. My name is Jay Thomas, and welcome to What's On Your Mind, the What's On Your Mind radio program. We'll get to the calls in a second.
But brought first, to you by our friend Kevin Pfeiffer and the crew at Pfeiffer's Auction, Pfeiffer's.com. Pfeiffer's, of course, America's Land Auctioneer. He's got the America's Land Auctioneer radio show going now. And you can link to that at his website at Pfeiffer's.com. But land auctions, real estate auctions, land management, equipment auctions coming up. The list is long. They've got a couple of really good land auctions coming up now. And you're thinking about hunting land. They don't, you know, you don't hear much about with hunting land with the Pfeiffer's team. But they've got some great hunting tracks right now at Pfeiffer's.com. P-I-F-E-R-S.com.
Another story coming out of Dickinson. It looks like the Dickinson Catholic school principal has been removed from his position after he was accused of consuming alcohol in a school vehicle. More on that story, too. Go to WDAYRadioNow.com or AM1100TheFlag.com. My name's Jay Thomas. I host a show in the eastern part of the state. It's the Jay Thomas Show, 2 to 5, Monday through Friday on 970 AM, WDAY 93.1 FM. And if you want to hear me statewide, just call Steve Hallstrom and say, put that Jay guy on statewide in the afternoon. Sorry, Steve. I love hot rods, old cars. I love meat. I love my guns. I love cigars. I love my Miller High Life. And I'm a huge Trump guy there. Now you know me, man. Let's get back to the calls. I believe Janelle's been waiting forever. Janelle and Velva, thanks for your patience. You're up on the What's on Your Mind radio program.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you that I'm a businesswoman from Velva, and I just want to tell you that I appreciate your support of Donald Trump, President Trump. And anytime anybody says anything bad about Trump, which include my parents, I say, have you watched The Apprentice? Have you read his book? And most of the time, the answer is no. They should not have sent me to business school because I appreciate how Donald Trump thinks. He, on The Apprentice, I agreed with most all of his decisions. When Dennis Rodman needed help, he got help for Dennis Rodman. And I just truly believe that he is a great person inside and out. And he was our greatest president that we ever had. And he showed them that he could run this country like a business and make it profitable and make it successful. And people that don't like Donald Trump, and you should probably watch The Apprentice. You should probably read some of his books because he is a genius.
People that don't like Trump don't get it. I was a Trump supporter before he ever walked down those stairs and announced his bid for presidency. I would say on my radio program anytime, and I don't do a whole lot of national politics on my show. I'm more of a local, hey, what's happening in the region, and kind of hit it that way. But I do some politics. And believe me, I'm the farthest thing from a political mind. I am definitely no Scott Hannon. I'm not that guy. I'd rather sit in the garage drink beer with my buddies and talk about the idiots that did this or the idiots that did that. But I will tell you what, I said years ago, what this country needs is a businessman. America, whether we like it or not, is a business. And we need a businessman to run it. And that businessman is Donald Trump. And then you would go, well, the guy filed bankruptcy how many times? That doesn't mean squat. Do you know how many very successful business people have filed bankruptcy? Right. You're right. It's because they took a risk.
Yep.
He took a risk. Right. And when we voted for this guy, we voted for him because we wanted the swamp drained, and we knew what we were getting. We got a guy that was going to tell it like it is, and that's what he did. And you knew when Biden got in, he was going to try to turn over everything that President Trump has done, and he's doing it. And look what's happening now.
You know, Janelle, you made it. Janelle, you made a brilliant point too about, and I've said the same thing to so many people. I've said, well, have you read The Art of the Deal? No.
Yeah.
Have you watched the documentaries about him? And did you know he was the first man to employ a female to be in charge of a major construction project in Manhattan, the Trump Tower? No, really?
You should maybe watch and read.
Yeah.
Do you know why I think a majority of people don't like President Trump?
Because
the media.
The mainstream media. That's why.
Yep.
Or going online and believing crap that's not true.
Yep. And the people, my folks, are so conservative, they don't even have cable. And I said, keep listening to your CBS News and getting your information then, because I can guarantee you're not getting the correct information.
Of course they're not.
So,
hey, Janelle, I'm going to let you roll. Nice talking to you in Velva. Appreciate the phone call and you listening to the What's on Your Mind radio program. Let's go to Wing and Fred. Fred, thanks for hanging on. You're up on a Jay Thomas show. Oh, I'm sorry. You're up on the What's on Your Mind program.
Well, April Fool jokes. Thanks for giving it to us. We love it.
Wait a minute. Who said it was an April Fool's joke? What are you talking about? What's up, Fred?
Well, we just got 3 inches of rain in Wing today. No, April Fool. Well,
yeah, that is an April Fool joke.
You know, I've been studying this, what you're talking about, Dana. This is nice talking to you, by the way. When I get out to Fargo, I'm going to listen to your show.
Well, you can listen to me online anywhere you go, or get the phone app, the WDAY phone app, too. It's free.
I'll try that. 2021. There's a chapter in the Bible, Luke 21.
Okay, hang on. Craig, don't go anywhere, because we got to get into the break. There's a heartbreak, so we'll take a break.
Captain Brian Ewan coming up.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. What do I need to know about a Hot Springs Spa?
That you need one. And 2021's the year to get one, and we will, unlike many dealers, have them in stock. So you might have to wait a little bit, but they're coming. It's one of those things you will not regret.
Wellness is the key word.
Wellness is.
Folks, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, Grand Forks, tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.